长春市中考考纲配套模拟冲刺卷十一，听力原文材料。Text 1. The price of a ticket from Qingdao to Chengdu is 800 yuan one way, but is 1,500 yuan round trip.
Okay, I'd like to buy 3 round trip tickets. Question: How much will the man save by buying the round trip tickets instead of one way?
Text 2.
I'm sorry to trouble you, Jin. Could you lend me your bike?
Certainly, but I want to go to school in an hour.
Question: What does Jin mean?
Text 3.
Which flight will you take? It's 8 o'clock now.
Flight AC3698. There is 30 minutes left.
Question: When will the flight take off?
Text 4.How will you keep in touch with your friends after graduation?
We can email each other. Question: How will they contact each other?
Text 5.
Would you like a larger beer, madam?
No, thanks.I'd rather have a small one.
Question: Where are the two speakers?
Text 6. Do you enjoy math?
It's all right, but I prefer history and geography.
Why is that?
Because I'm not good at science. Question: What subjects does the boy like better?
Text 7.
Do you have good plans for this weekend?
Yes.I'll go to a party on Friday evening. Then, on Saturday, I'm going to the museum with Jim. There are many famous French paintings on show.
Enjoy your weekend. Question: Where will the girl go on Saturday?
Text 8.
Hi, Jane. Would you like to come to my house and help me with my English?
I'd love to, but my mother is at work. I have to look after my little brother.
Question: What will Jane do?
Text 9.When did you come to Huanggang, Jim?
I came here about 2 years ago. My parents came here 1 year earlier than I did. Question: How long have Jim's parents been in Huanggang?
Text 10.
Excuse me.Is there a bookstore near here?
No, but there is one on East Street.
How can I get there?
Number 5 bus or taxi will take you there.
Where is the bus stop?
Walk along the street and you can see it in front of a bank.
Thanks.
You are welcome. Text 11.
When do the trains leave for London, please?
Trains for London, sir. They leave at 10 minutes past every hour and 20 minutes to every hour.
10 past and 22. And when do they arrive in London?
They arrive in London at 5 minutes to every hour and 25 minutes past every hour. This train will leave at 10 past 10 and it arrives in London at 10:55.
Arrive in London at 10:55. Thank you.
And the next train will leave at 10:40. Text 12. Hi, Steven.
Hi, Lily. I'm going to London on train. Come with me.
But it's cheaper by bus.
I've got a student travel card. I can get cheap train tickets with it.
That sounds good. How much does it cost?
A card for 6 months is £16.
So how do I get one?
You need some photos. One for the card and one for the form.
I don't have to show my ID card, do I?
That's right. You only need a letter from your school.
I'll ask my teacher for one. Next time you go to London, I'll come too. Text 13. Dad, I want to get a job.
A job? Why?
I need more money. When I go out with my friends or go shopping, I never have enough money.
Jane, you know, most families here are richer than we are.
That's why I want to work. Then I won't have to ask you for money.
You have a lot of homework to do every day. How can you work and study at the same time?
Yes, I can. I know I can.
Jane, your schoolwork is the most important thing. But I have an idea. Once a week, you can come to my shop and help out a bit. You can clean the floors and the windows, that sort of thing. I'll pay you for each hour you work. How does that sound?
Good idea, but I don't want to clean any toilets.
All right, no toilets. It's a deal.
Text 14.
Mrs. Smith often felt lonely when her husband went to work. The room was small, and she always spent only half an hour tidying it. She couldn't get up early in the morning, so Mrs. Smith had to cook breakfast himself. It was winter morning. The sun was shining, and it was warmer outside than it was in the room. The woman sat on the step of the shop, looking at the busy traffic. At that moment, a man with a map in his hand was coming towards her. "Excuse me, madam. Could you tell me how to get to the nearest hospital, please?" Mrs. Smith looked him up and down. "He seems to be a farmer," the woman said to herself. "Let me laugh at him." Then she turned to him and said, "Lie down in the middle of the street, and you will soon be sent to a hospital." "Please show an example to me," said the man. She had to tell the way to him, and then she said, "I think you're in the city for the first time. It's much more beautiful than the field. Is that right?" "Yes, madam," said the farmer with a smile. "But I think it's built on a field."
听力部分结束。